broadcasting from Mountain View, live and local from the Community Center. Harlan Hutchison here, and James Hurt, who is a chamber board member here to my left, and he is also one of our account reps at Ozark Marketing Company, hosting this event, getting people familiar with area businesses and stuff that they can look forward to. Well, not just for Christmas time, for holiday time, but for any time. We've got businesses who we've been talking to here that, 12 months out of the year. It's not necessarily a specialty niche thing. It's for anyone with a business that is in the Mountain View community, and giving you a free opportunity to be on the air with us today. And James, one of the things I know that you guys are pretty excited about is getting Pioneer Days rolling for another year this weekend.
Absolutely. It'll all kick off tomorrow night from 4 to 7 with a ham and bean supper. So before you head over to Willow Springs to watch the football game, be sure to come by and grab some ham and beans. And I think they're going to have chili pie and no telling what all they're going to have. Then Saturday morning, the Flapjack Breakfast will get underway at 6:30. Be 6:30 to 10, $5 a person there, pancakes, sausage, eggs, all the goodies. Then there's going to be entertainment on the street all day, plus vendors and demonstrations. So it's going to be a good time. So be sure to get to downtown Mountain View on Saturday.
And the parade's part of this too, it looks
like. Yeah, 4 o'clock, it'll all end with the parade. Going to be over 100 craft food and other vendors. So Make a day of it and get up here to Mountain View.
Feeling for something to do with the family. This is one of those, I think, one of those red letter events, weekend events that happens in the fall. Fall's officially here. So if you want to have a great time, then get the family together and come to Pioneer Days this weekend. Double H here along with James Hurt. We're here until 2, and you're invited to come by and visit with us at the Mountain View Community Center as we continue with Unwrap the Ozarks on the Ozark Radio Network.